I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. The Diocese of New York has appointed a former federal judge, Barbara Jones, to review its procedures and protocols. Cardinal Timothy Dolan announced the appointment, which was made to help restore faith in the church and its leadership. Cardinal Dolan stated that following the recent scandals of abuse within the church, many Catholics told him they felt let down by the church's leadership. Jones's appointment comes 2 weeks after the New York State Attorney General said there would be an investigation into how the church and its leaders handled abuse allegations in the state. Three people were killed and three wounded in a shooting at a Rite Aid distribution center in Maryland. According to officials, the suspect was female and a temporary employee of the distribution center who fatally shot herself after the attack. Initial reports state that only one weapon, a handgun, was used in the shooting. However, a motive is not yet known. Father Brendan McGuire is a priest in San Jose, California, and in a recent homily revealed that he had been abused by a priest when he was 18 years old. Father McGuire stated he felt that to be a voice for victims, he himself had to come forward with his abuse, which he had held secret for 35 years. Since revealing he was abused, Father McGuire said he has heard from 45 men, five of which are priests, who said they had been abused by clergy. Meanwhile, in New York, the Brooklyn Diocese and an after-school program have settled out of court a case in which four men stated they had been abused as children by a church volunteer worker. The diocese had argued that the man was not an employee of the parish or diocese and had abused the children at his apartment, not on church property. A trial was set to take place next year, but instead the parties reached an agreement in which the diocese and after-school program will pay the victims $27.5 million. During morning mass, Pope Francis stated that while the church has sinners, it also has hypocrites who will yell scandal and point out the failings of others to make themselves appear better. The Pope said that the devil uses hypocrites to, quote, destroy people, destroy society, destroy the church. In separate remarks made in a speech for the Xenophobia, Racism, and Populist Nationalism Conference, Pope Francis also criticized those who exploit foreigners for profit. The Pope warned that those who do, as well as those who take advantage of people in dangerous situations and who take part in modern forms of slavery, will have to answer to God. He urged people to be welcoming and respectful and for religious leaders to share ethical values and principles that preserve the dignity of human life and promote solidarity. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.